podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm joined by Frank Warren ahead of Saturday night's high stakes. Firstly, how's your back, Frank?
I'm okay. I'm getting there. My old back, old age and all that. Yeah, I'm getting there, mate. All okay.
Hospital checks go okay then, yeah?
Yeah, I've got to go back next week.
Okay. Well, before that, you've got to attend Saturday night, a brilliant card. Yeah. Joe Joyce, of course, tops the bill. You just sort of sung his praises in there and reiterated the point that he's only had 13 fights, Joe Joyce.
Yes, what everybody forgets. I know he's got a wealth of amateur experience, but, you know, when you think a guy... I can't think of too many fighters at that stage of their career being put into a mandatory position. You know, he's 13 fights, and I think the guy he's fighting, what's he had, 30-odd fights? I'm not sure the exact record, but most of the guys at that level have all had well over 20 fights. So he's done extremely well for himself, and he can't afford to take his eye off the ball on Saturday. He'll go into the fight as favourite. But anything can happen in heavyweight boxing. Anything can happen when these guys are throwing bums.
How have tickets gone for this, Joyce and Hammer?
Yeah, it's gone well. It's gone well. There are some left still, but it's gone well, and we're really delighted with it.
Yeah, live on BT Sport, but if you can get down the building behind you, Wembley Arena, this Saturday. Just a quick note as well. Your guy, Louis, was asked to do the translating. I didn't know who was going to do it. I thought it was a translator. And he's coming up with all this lingo. Perfect Spanish.
Yeah, it was brilliant, wasn't it? El Louis. He'd done well.
Hope he gets a raise.
He will do. I'll let him stand on the chair later.
Frank, of course, we had the Usyk-Joshua press conference yesterday for the rematch. And we know that has implications for your guys, Daniel Dubois and Joe Joyce. But, yeah, I'll get a lot of questions. I've asked you this before. I get a lot of questions. The winner of Usyk-Joshua, what belt is going to get called next? Of course, you've got Joe with WBO and Daniel with WBA.
That'll be decided between the governing bodies, but they'll work that out. I think we'll know by the time we get into the fight in August. But all roads lead to the guys, our guys, and they'll all get their opportunities. And maybe there'll be, if Tyson wants to carry on, there may be a unification fight. So whatever happens, you know, our guys are involved. And there's some big fights as well. I mean, I keep thinking down the road, the rematch between Joe and Daniel. That's another big fight. There's some great fights to be made.
Is that a stadium fight, in your opinion, next year?
Yeah. Look, when we made that fight, I read some of that stuff. Someone told me online saying, you know, it wasn't a big fight. We sold out the O2. Remember, it got postponed twice because of COVID and went behind closed doors. Of course it's a stadium fight. And they're going to come on a bit more. They get, you know, a couple more fights under their belt. Next year, that's a massive fight.
Now, I appreciate this is about Joyce and Hammer, but there are a couple of quick questions I'm going to have to ask you from Joseph Parker. I haven't spoke to you since he said on TalkSport that the reason this fight didn't happen is because you guys kept changing the deal. Can you make any comment on that, please, Frank?
I'm sick to show you this stuff, but I'm going to show it because it's a lie. Right. Morning, Frank. Apologies. It took a while to get the deal done. It doesn't say not to get the deal done, but was offered a better deal. So the deal was done. So it's a load of bollocks. That's what happened. And he sent me a text yesterday. Frank, how are you? Hope all is well. Can we still make the fight happen? And I sent him back, not on Sky, we can't. You know, look, that's it. The deal was done. The contract was there. They didn't want to do it. I don't want to keep banging on about it because Joe Joyce is the number one. He's the British fighter. And I'm not making this all about a guy from New Zealand. You know, let Sky do whatever they're going to do with him. And good luck to him. But that's not our business. Joe Joyce's career don't revolve around Parker. He's number one. He's the mandatory challenger.
Let me just read a post that you guys put out from your official account. One, get everything you want in a contract and then not sign it. Two, sign with a broadcaster that the guy you want to fight doesn't box on. Three, make face-saving public offer for a fight you know now can't happen. Welcome to Ben Shalom's first rodeo.
There you go. I just read out his text. I just showed you what it said. It took a while to get the deal done. It didn't say we didn't get a deal done. To get the deal done, we got it done. Contract was supposed to be sent back that day.
Last,
if they wanted the fight, they would have signed. And they think they're clever and they think they're smart. And now let's see what they come up with and what they give him, what he gets. He's obviously listened to some advice. Let him see what he gets. And you know what? I'm going to lose any sleep over it, that's for sure.
Last question on this one, please, Frank. What did you make of Ben Shalom's offer of £1.2 million for Joyce and Parker on Sky Sports?
Meaningless. Why do you keep going on about it? He is at boxing on BT. His contract's with BT. He's the one that matters. Ben Shalom's thing means absolutely zero. You've seen the text we put back. What planet is he on even to think about it would even go there? It's crazy stuff. I mean, I find it amazing anyone even can consider it. It's beyond stupid. I'll tell you what, I'm going to send an offer to Anthony Joshua today. Say, if you win the fight, don't fight on his own. Come and fight on BT against Joe. You know, do me a favour.
Moving on from that, can you make any comment, please, on the situation currently with Jake Paul and Tommy Fury?
No, Tom's got to go to the embassy, and that's where he's at. That's regarding his Esther.
I know it's an embassy situation, but are you confident that takes place on August 6th?
When he gets to the embassy, we'll find out.
If that fight does happen, though, Tyson Fury and Jake Paul have got a $1 million bet on it. That adds a little bit of spice.
Very spicy, yeah, very spicy. I just hope this all gets resolved quickly.
What did you make of Jake Paul saying, I'll have it in the UK, but you've got to give me $15 million?
Oh, good luck. get onto Sky, they'll pull up the money.
Have you had any conversations recently with Tyson Fury? I know you went for lunch again with him.
I spoke to him yesterday. We had a little chat yesterday. Yeah, he's all good. He's doing his tour and, you know, he's enjoying life.
Good to hear. Any updates on his future or not?
Yeah, he's doing his tour and enjoying his life. Until this fight's out of the way on the 20th, it is what it is.
Frank, last time we spoke, you said that Daniel Dubois' purse was still due, I think, $1.5 million from Don King. Has that come through yet?
I don't want to comment on that in a moment.
Plans for Daniel Dubois?
He will be out sometime at the end of September, early October. He'll be fighting in the UK.
Have you got an arena now booked in London for October 22nd with Better Beer Than Yard?
Yeah, we've got the O2 booked.
How close are we to an official announcement?
Once we get the paperwork done, we'll be announced and he'll come over here for the press conference.
Okay, and just to close off, let's just go through the card. A brilliant fight between Jason Cunningham and Zolani Tete. Before we talk about the actual fight, I mean, there were some references from Zolani about paramedics in there, Frank.
Zolani is a lovely guy, and I don't like stuff like that. They're boxers and they're tough enough to sport, and all I want to see them have a really good fight and both come out of the ring safely and go home to their families. That's important. That other stuff, I'm not for us.
Jason Cunningham's career, I mean, it's just gone from strength to strength. An incredible rise he's had.
Cinderella story, isn't it? Yeah. You know, he's a bit like Steve Robinson years ago. You know, he's a guy who's done everything. He's gone from being in the red corner to the blue corner, and he's done it the hard way. He's had no favours whatsoever. Everything he's done, he's had to go and do himself, and you've got to take your hat off to him. And he's in with a tough, tough, tough fight, you know. I mean, look what he did with Paul Butler, Tete. So you know what you're up against there. But yeah, he's got plenty of balls, Jason, and I think it's going to be a decent fight.
Of course, you promote both guys. The winner gets a world title shot next.
Yeah, we will move heaven and earth to make sure that happens.
Okay. Quick word as well on Callum Johnson. Good to see him back.
He's not in. He's not fighting. He pulled out.
When was that?
This morning.
Oh, you're joking?
Yeah.
Oh, this just gets worse and worse for him, Callum.
No, tell me about it. Anyway, he's out. So.
Okay, well, Mark Chamberlain, Mark Vidal, that is happening.
That is happening because they were both here. Yeah, that's happening, and I'm really looking forward to that. It's again, that's a good fight, the two Marks. I really do rate Mark Chamberlain, and he's in with a tough opponent. And I think that this fight could be the making of him.
Well, tune in to it for BT Sport or get a ticket at Wembley Arena. Just the last one, it's your nephew's birthday, my good mate as well, Freddie Warren. Just he wants a Rolex from you. Have you got it for him?
He wants a what?
A Rolex.
Not another one. Cool. How many Rolexes does he want?
Could he get an happy birthday at least?
Get a happy birthday, nephew. Happy birthday. Sports Social Podcast Network.